We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network, from Learfield, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. Welcome to Crimson Tide Rewind.
He runs to the 10, he's running to the 5, he is to the goal line, he is in. Touchdown, Alabama!
Crimson Tide Rewind is presented by Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Crimson Tide Rewind is also brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And by Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food, and the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. Now live. This is Crimson Tide Rewind.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the first of our season-long Monday evening get-togethers here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Eli Gold, former Crimson Tider, Corey Reamer alongside. And this is Crimson Tide Rewind as we rewind the 44-13 win over the Miami Hurricanes and also begin our look ahead at Saturday's home opener against the Mercer Bears. And Corey, great to see you, my friend. How you doing?
Hey, dude, it's great to see you too. Glad to be back.
How's the family? The baby's not a baby anymore.
Not a baby. A year and a half now, climbing the walls, ready to get out there and start playing some football in the backyard.
Before we break things down on a closer basis, you watched the ball game Saturday. A broad brush thought on what you saw from Alabama.
Yeah, there's a lot of expectations coming into this game after the season that they put together last year, going 13-0, 11-0 against an all-SEC schedule, dominating in the playoffs, and one of the best offenses that we've seen from Alabama in a long time, maybe ever. So I think the expectations coming into it were, where were we going to pick up from last year? And I thought that we did extremely well. Maybe had a rough start with some new faces on the offensive line and a few other places throughout the game. But overall, dominating performance like we expected. Good to see us get off to a good start and played well overall from all aspects.
We are going to be together with you every Monday night, and we thank our friends at Southeastern Pond Management. They came on board last year as the title sponsor of this show, and they were happy to come back for another year. So we're thrilled to have them. Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management. We'll be with you every Monday evening from 6 until 7 o'clock. And even though we'll do our best to keep you up to speed on all that's going on at the university and, of course, on campus, different sports underway now, lots going on, you can keep up with everything Alabama with the Roll Tide mobile app. Presented by Bancorp South. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. Download the Roll Tide mobile app now. It is absolutely free. And if you get tickets sent to you electronically, there's an easy way to access those tickets on that Roll Tide mobile app. So I ask you to download it now. It's free, no cost, and it'll make your life a whole lot easier, and you'll know everything that's going on here at the University of Alabama. When we come back, we'll start breaking down Saturday's game against the Miami Hurricanes. We'll be hearing some of Coach Nick Saban's press conference from earlier today. We'll update you on tons of things happening, so don't go away, everybody. We've got tons to talk about. The players of the week have been named, and we've got it all for you right here. So stay tuned for more. It's Crimson Tide Rewind, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tradition, honor, grit. We are Southeastern Pond Management. And for 30 years, we've been committed to being the leader in pond management. Our team understands what it takes to work hard and be the best. That's our legacy, and we are proud to support the Crimson Tide. So call today or visit scpond.com. Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Roll Tide.
There is no substitute for hard work. Just ask the Crimson Tide. At Dex Imaging, they know the meaning of hard work, too. You don't become the best in the office equipment business without it. If you need a copier and printer company that understands hard work, quality, dependability, and customer service, then give Dex Imaging a call or go to DexImaging.com. Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider of Alabama Athletics.
It's time we all get back. It's time we all get back to more. More one-of-a-kind Saturdays. More rockin' jam-packed stadiums. More of what makes the mighty Southeastern Conference so much more. Team up with the SEC and learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination by going to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC backs the vax because it's time we all get back to more. Go to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC. It just means more.
At Ascension St. Vincent's, care is more than a word. Care is serving our patients, standing with you in times of need, and showing compassion when you're at your most vulnerable. Care is listening and delivering personalized plans from a team of specialists, providing leading-edge treatments at every step. At Ascension St. Vincent's, care is more than a word. It's our calling. Make your next appointment at getstvhscare.com.
The two-minute warning, the caution flag, the four. At PNC Bank, we believe in the power of a helpful watchout. That's why we created Low Cash Mode, the new financial watchout that gives you multiple options and at least 24 hours of extra time to avoid overdraft fees. Low Cash Mode on virtual wallet from PNC Bank. Available on all virtual wallet products. To learn more, visit pnc.com/lowcashmode. Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
In football, a triple threat is a player who can do it all. For barbecue, Dreamland is a triple threat. You can dine in, carry out, or let us cater your next event. For the ultimate tailgating experience, nothing beats a rack of legendary Dreamland ribs with your favorite sides. If you got a taste for winning, treat your team to Dreamland. There ain't nothing like them nowhere. A proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Here's Bryce standing in, has protection, sees running room, steps up, throws wide open, catching inside, inside the 10, dives out of bounds, and no, they'll say he crossed the plane of the end zone in the air. Touchdown, touchdown, 37 yards.
Boy, that was a nice combination, Bryce Young to John Metchie, as we welcome you back. Crimson Tide Rewind. Eli Gold with Corey Reamer. Crimson Tide Rewind presented by Southeastern Pond Management, protecting your liquid assets for over 30 years. You know, in the course of that play-by-play, Corey, I said, and he's got protection, he's got time. And I was speaking, of course, Bryce Young being protected by Evan Neal, Javian Cohen, Darian Dalcourt, Emil Ekior, Kendall Randolph, or Owens and Dalcourt. I mean, that was one of the big keys. Nobody knew going in exactly how strong this rebuilt offensive line would be. And Bryce had tons of time to work. Brian Robinson and Sanders and McClellan and Williams had time to run. That was a key to the ball game.
Yeah, I think the offensive line was one of the biggest question marks coming into the season. And, you know, because of injuries, been shuffled around a lot, especially in fall camp. So to see what they threw out there was probably a little bit different than what we expected before the first game, especially with Chris Owens being the starter at right tackle. You know, he's been getting a lot of reps at center. He did a lot last year as well. Dalcourt ended up at the center position. Three new faces as first-time starters, at least, on that offensive line. I thought they came out and played really well. The first few drives, you saw there was a few miscommunications in terms of blitz pickups. Had some guys running free, untouched. But Bryce did a great job, especially on that highlight that we just played. Fill in the pocket, not taking his eyes off downfield, having a good presence of where the pressure was coming from, stepping up and escaping out, and finding an open man downfield. But over the course of the game, I felt like the offensive line got better and better the more reps they got.
I agree.
And they played the entire game, too. You noticed that. They didn't pull those guys to put in some backups to give them some more reps. Mm-hmm. These guys needed to kind of gel together and get as many live reps as they possibly can.
And we were talking about that earlier here at Baumhauer. Somebody came up and we were discussing this Saturday against Mercer. And, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, how it's going to play out. But they said, you think Bryce will play the first quarter and then get pulled by Coach Saban? I said, no. I said, the man needs repetition.
Yes, he does. And that's one thing that Coach Saban always, always makes sure of. They'll come out, he'll play the first half. You know, hopefully we handle the game. I know if Coach Saban heard this conversation right now, he'd be jumping all over us because we can't assume anything.
He'd be jumping all over you because that's you who said it.
That's exactly right. But he'll get plenty of reps. And there's so many young faces on this team this year. I think 15 of the two deep on offense are all freshmen or sophomores. You know, there's a lot of young guys. Last year we had a lot of seniority on both sides of the ball. We've got so many young faces at the receiving core, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So repetition is key. You can do as much as you can during practice. And we always talk about that going against these guys in practice is probably the best they're going to see in terms of competition. But there's just nothing that you can replicate like game reps. So I imagine, especially early on in the season, we're going to see a lot of these young guys playing a lot longer than probably people expect him to.
I agree. You know who really played well was Kendall Randolph, whether, you know, coming off that ankle injury, whether they had him at right tackle, whether they had him in jersey 85 playing at tight end. I thought he was he had himself a nice day.
Yeah, well, I remember that one touchdown that we had when he was as 85 as a tight end. And
right.
Him and Owens just double-teamed this guy. This poor guy didn't stand a chance for Miami. But both those guys played extremely well. I imagine we're going to see some shake-up and some moving around and trying to find – you know, we did this a couple years ago, too, trying to find what the right combination was when
– Sure.
You know, we weren't sure where Landon Dickerson was going to land on the offensive line. So – over the first few games, I imagine that we'll probably get to see a lot of him. And if he keeps playing like he did this past weekend, he might earn him a shot at a starting position back at that right tackle spot.
Exactly. You know, there are some things as we are spending time here talking about last Saturday's 44-13 win over Miami on Crimson Tide Rewind. There are some things you can teach. There are some things you can't teach. You can't teach speed.
No.
You're never going to make me into a 100-meter, you know, dash guy. Jameson Williams, man, when he got free, he was like a blur out there. Wasn't that something?
He's what a great addition. The coaching staff did a phenomenal job. You know, the transfer portal is something that we're still getting used to.
Yeah.
And we usually don't dabble in it too heavily. And when we do, we usually don't see guys that come in that earn starting positions right away. But Jameson Williams is, you know, Mechie is obviously the best wide receiver out of that group. He's the leader. He's the elder of the group. But bringing him in, he's a different dynamic. He can take the top off of defenses. And we saw that multiple times, even on the first drive where it was ended up being an incomplete pass. But he can get behind secondary so quickly. And then if you get him the ball in open space, a lot of these guys don't have the speed to catch him and get him on the ground. So the transfer from Ohio State, great addition to this wide receiver group. Much needed after we lost two phenomenal wide receivers in Jalen Waddle and Deontay Smith. He's hopefully going to continue to do big things. He had a great first game for us this year.
Now, this Saturday, we saw Jameson Williams as a wideout, Javon Baker, John Mechie, JoJo Earl. He's going to be a good one, the freshman from Texas. Trayshawn Holden played. Tyu Jones-Bell. Slade Bolden played. Ajay Hall played. I mean, nobody's embarrassed, or else I would have called it an embarrassment of riches. Nobody's embarrassed, but man, that's talent.
It is. And a lot of these young guys, a lot of hype coming into camp, coming into when these guys reported early, spring ball during A-Day. There's a lot of excitement around this wide receiver group, these freshmen. JoJo Earl brought a lot of attention, and he's ended up being a guy that we expect him to be. It's amazing when you see these freshmen. The game has changed so much. These freshmen can come in, and you can plug them in, and they're ready to go on day one. It's a good thing for Bryce. You know, he's got a lot of targets to throw to, a few drives early on, trying to figure out who's going to be the guy who's going to get open. You know, a few times he was standing there rolling out of the pocket trying to find somebody to throw to and didn't have a target, which was something we weren't used to last year.
Sure.
Mac Jones always had somebody he could find that was working to get open to the ball. When you got this type of competition at the wide receiver position, these guys are going to get after it any chance they get because they know that there's two or three guys that are behind them looking for an opportunity. So it's good to see these young guys. They're making a name for themselves early on.
And there were other guys available, too. We'll talk about the tight end core in just a moment or so. Hey, folks, a quick reminder, if you're planning your trip to the Swamp for next Saturday's game against the Florida Gators, why not enjoy a same-day, game-day charter with Total Sports Travel, the official travel partner of the Crimson Tide. Check out your options at totalsportstravel.com. It's a great way to go. And listen, we would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, want to talk about this past Saturday's game, maybe want to discuss the upcoming game against Mercer, whatever it is, our phone lines are open to you toll-free at 877-202-BAMA. 877-202-BAMA. So feel free to give us a call and join the conversation on Crimson Tide Rewind. We are live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's King, pumping, faking, hit, ball is loose, covered up, Alabama's got it. The Crimson Tide's got it as the Tide came in and made the big hit. Bill Mathis and Chris Allen combining on the play, and Bama gets the football back.
One of four sacks for the Crimson Tide over the weekend. Sadly, though, that's going to be the only highlight of the season for Chris Allen, the fifth-year senior from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. As you heard from Coach Saban earlier today, did indeed fracture his foot and is done for the year.
Yeah, it's a tough loss for this defense. We were all excited to see he and Will Anderson bookends and putting some pressure on some quarterbacks. We hadn't had that, and we've had one or two every once in a while, but we hadn't had two guys that really get after it like those two, where opposing offenses have to really respect both of them. They can't slide protect to one side to make sure they take care of Will Anderson. Chris was a guy that was just as dynamic, and you saw that injury that happened, and it was like Will Anderson and Chris Allen and Phil Mathis, they were all converging on the quarterback at the same time. And I mean, unfortunately for Chris, it's the end of the year for him. Hate to lose it. He's a guy that's been battling injury his entire career. Just, it's terrible to go out that way and so early on in the season, too.
Now, let's go back to your playing days, Corey Reamer. Chris Allen's gone, so Drew Sanders had to step up the other day. As Coach Saban indicated, he would likely be the starter this weekend. You've got Dallas Turner, a freshman from Fort Lauderdale, from St. Thomas Aquinas High School, who's a good one but has limited experience. How difficult for these guys to step up? We've seen what Sanders can do. What do you think Turner's thinking about as a true freshman?
You know, this different dynamic for these guys these days. These freshmen are almost upset if they're not playing, on. So it's completely different from when I was there. I remember when Dante Hightower goes down, and we're having to shuffle around linebackers and figure out we didn't have the luxury of depth that they do this year. That's one position to have an injury is outside linebacker, middle line. We've got so many guys who are ready to step up. You just name two guys and Drew Sanders, who got to play a lot this past Saturday, it played well. You know, he probably brings something that's a little bit different than what Chris Allen does. But Dallas Turner's got to be ready, because if he learns anything from Saturday, is I'm one play away from having to be the starter. It's something that Coach Saban emphasizes every single day of practices. You can't relax. You can't take a day off. You can't take a practice off, because you never know when your time's going to come. And so I'm sure he's getting ready to go, just like he's going to be the starter. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see a combination of both of those guys getting out there.
One would assume that maybe this Saturday's game would lend itself
to
that.
That's right. Yeah, next couple of games are going to be good opportunities for these guys to get some repetition, like we talked about at the beginning of the show. But Drew Sanders is a great athlete. He was highly recruited. He was a five-star guy out of Texas, I believe. Mm-hmm. And now you got Dallas Turner, who's right there, too. These guys just continue to get new faces that come in. I remember when Zeke Knight went down for us with some heart conditions and couldn't play football anymore, and that was my opportunity to go stand up and play. You know, when you just got to be ready because, you, like you said, you never know when your time is coming.
And Dallas Turner, ESPN had them as the number 3 outside linebacker, number 12 linebacker in America. And he picked Bama over Georgia, Miami, Michigan, Ohio State, Oregon. So everybody wanted him, and Alabama got him.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, Coach Saban talks about the recruiting philosophies of other teams who recruit against us, talking about that young guys don't play. Well, here is an opportunity to prove them all wrong. You know, we've got a lot of freshmen that are out there right now, and this might be Dallas Turner's opportunity to play as a freshman. So a recruiting tactic is dying on the vine as we speak.
Folks, as we mentioned, if you'd like to join the conversation, our phones are open toll-free, 877-202-BAMA. And if you'd like to be part of tonight's show, you can do so by sending a question to Corey Reamer on the Alabama Media Group Twitter line, at Corey Reamer 13. That's the at sign, the ampersand, Corey, C-O-R-Y, Reamer, R-E-A-M-E-R 13, the number 13. That's AL.com, your source for SEC sports. When you take a look at what Alabama has facing them this weekend, you know, you've gone from a very, very tough game against Miami. You are stepping out to play a non-conference team again this weekend in Mercer. Then you go next week to Gainesville, Florida, for a tough game against an SEC Eastern Division team. How do you keep yourself dialed in, especially if you're a young kid? Is it easy to concentrate?
It's definitely not easy. But yeah. I think this is something that Coach Saban builds as a culture. He always talks about, you know, you can't look ahead. You've got to focus on what the here and now. Each play has a life and history of its own. Each game matters because you don't want to overlook somebody. You saw this past weekend, there are a lot of teams who got beat.
Yes.
And had chances to lose to teams that they should have easily handled.
How about Washington losing to the Grizz?
Exactly. Yeah. And Oklahoma going down to the wire with Tulane. You know, yep. I'm sure they had it in the bag in the first half, and they came out and not ready to play, and all of a sudden Tulane's back in the game, and they're fighting all the way, and the starters got to play the entire game. So there's examples of it every week in college football. Especially now with the amount of talent, the parity there is. I know there's a lot of good teams at the top, but there are a lot of really talented, you know, smaller schools that can come in and beat you at any time. And you don't want to be the team that does get beat, you know, because it ruins your season. It upends the season for you. But for Coach Saban, whenever he talks about these types of games, these are opportunities. These are opportunities to get better, especially after what we saw from Miami. As a fan, you're watching that game, you don't see too many things that you can pick apart, but there were a lot of things that can be cleaned up. And Coach Saban wants to emphasize that we get corrected. There was a lot of penalties, some mental errors, not a lot of busted coverages or anything like that, but just some small things that you want to get cleaned up as you go throughout the season, because you don't want those to be the errors that you run into deep into the, you know, 10th, 11th game when it really matters. So this is an opportunity to make sure that you've got these things fine-tuned. Young guys are going to get an opportunity to play, and we're still trying to feel this team out like we talked about. There's so many new faces. We're figuring out who is the right, you know, grouping at every position. There's going to be a lot of change, a lot of opportunity for guys that might earn some more playing time through this game.
Folks, we're live tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And, you know, you can visit your local Baumhauer's Victory Grill for new flavors this fall, including buffalo dippin' chicken, buffalo chicken etouffee. They've got all sorts of fresh Alabama Gulf seafood. And every Sunday, you can come to Baumhauer's and watch Bama players in the National Football League with featured drink specials. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. And I'll tell you, things are heating up. They really have a great new dish. Yeah, that was a stifled sneeze right there. They have the Alabama Hot Chicken. It's Bob Baumhauer's version of the Nashville Hot Chicken. And it's really very, very good. We tasted it the other day, and you're going to enjoy it. It's available now. It's on the menu, $12.99 for a full dinner plate with biscuits and greens and all sorts of stuff. So whatever it is you're into, remember, Baumhauer's Victory Grill on your local Baumhauer's location all around the state of Alabama. We're coming right back with more. You're listening to Crimson Tide Rewind, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Cliff Meidel, two-time Olympic athlete in the sport of sprint kayaking. In 1986, my life changed forever when I struck three buried high-voltage cables while working on an excavation site. 30,000 volts of electricity blew through my body. I'm lucky to be alive and able to walk again. Accidents like mine can be avoided with a simple call to 811.
Accidents can happen to anyone. Know what's below. Always call 811 before digging. Brought to you by Alabama 811.
In football, a triple threat is a player who can do it all. For barbecue, Dreamland is a triple threat. You can dine in, carry out, or let us cater your next event. For the ultimate tailgating experience, nothing beats a rack of legendary Dreamland ribs with your favorite sides. If you got a taste for winning, treat your team to Dreamland. There ain't nothing like them nowhere. A proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Children's of Alabama reminds you that every child's head injury should be treated like a serious injury until a doctor says it's not. In fact, the CDC estimates some 4 million sports and recreation-related concussions occur each year. Even a minor fall or collision may be a concern. Symptoms typically include headaches, unsteadiness, confusion, or sleepiness. To find out what to do in case of a suspected concussion, visit childrensal.org/concussion and always dial 911 in case of an emergency.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
At Alabama, it's all about hard work, commitment, and of course, championships. At Golden Flake, we focus on the simple southern goodness of flavorful snacks and champion chips. So when it's time to huddle up, grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks, because when you tailgate with Golden Flake, you're taking part in an Alabama football tradition. Pick up your favorite Golden Flake chips or any other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands. Golden Flake, the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
Right to left as you listen. Now they'll move it back a yard. It'll be a 51-yard try. 1 yard shy of his career best. Kick on the way. It's good. It's good. Will Reichard. Will Reichard with a 51-yard field goal, paying off the Chris Allen fumble that he caused and the Phil Mathis recovery. And Alabama now on top 20-0 over Miami. The junior from Hoover, Alabama. Last year, a perfect 14 of 14 in field goals. What a luxury. We talked about it on the air, Corey Reamer. John Parker Wilson and I discussed it. What a luxury when you can call on a guy who rarely misses and has that 52 and 51 yard range. Man, you can't overstate what that means.
I'll be honest, when I was watching the game, I was like, oh, we're either going for it or we're going to try to just pin them deep. Because, yeah. Alabama fans are all accustomed to, you know, not having a kicking game that's really reliable like it is with Will Reichard back there. And it looked like it was going to try to squeak out, just snuck in there, but he had plenty of leg for it. But, yeah, you're right. Absolutely. What a luxury to have a guy like that who you can just – you know he's got it from even further back than 51.
He was on the Groza watch list, Lou Groza watch list last year, a finalist. He's on that list again this year, and he's an outstanding kicker, perfect over the last couple of seasons thus far. You know, we talked about all of that and a whole lot more with Coach Nick Saban today. His press conference was held, as it always is, on Mondays at 12 noon. And like we have in years past, we are bringing you highlights of Coach Saban's press conference during this evening's show. And it's always sponsored by our friends at Dreamland. You know, if you have a taste for winning, well, Dreamland Barbecue offers the triple threat: dine-in, carry-out, and catering service. Dreamland Barbecue ain't nothing like them nowhere, and a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Let's take you back to about noontime today and listen in to Coach Nick Saban's press conference.
Well, I was really pleased with the way our team came out and played in the first half. I thought we were really ready to play. We had a great sense of urgency, great energy and enthusiasm. Executed fairly well on both sides of the ball in the first half, and I was really pleased with that. I don't think that we sort of maintained that intensity as well in the second half, which is something that we certainly need to work on. We can't let external factors, whether it's a scoreboard or any of that type of stuff, you know, affect our attention to detail, our mental energy, intensity, intelligence that we play with, so that, you know, we can continue to execute. We made more mental errors, had more penalties, things like that in the second half than the first. So we need to put together, you know, 60-minute performance, you know, all the time, regardless of who we're playing. The good news is we did get to play, you know, quite a few players, and that was a good thing. And there's a lot of lessons to be learned at every position on our team in terms of some of the experience gained, whether it's offensive line, defensive backs, doesn't matter what the position. I think there's a lot of things that we can improve on. You know, it's great to, you know, be home again, to play a game in Bryant-Denny Stadium with fans. You know, our fans were great in Atlanta. Hopefully we'll have a very passionate, enthusiastic full house, you know, for this game. And I think it's, you know, really, really important that our players have the right mindset between week one and week two to really address the things that we need to improve on and make significant improvement in our ability to consistently execute between one week one and week two. So, you know, Mercer is, you know, they're a little different, you know, kind of offensive team. They had a dominant win last week. They've got a lot of starters returning. You know, they had three really big wins last year. So this is a program that has really, really improved. They run sort of a little bit of a wishbone wing tee type, you know, offense, which is a little bit different from what we normally see, which will be challenging for our defensive players. And, you know, these guys have, you know, good players relative to their level. And I think the focus for us needs to be on what we do and how we do it, and how we do it regardless of the circumstance and the situation in the game. So that's what we're going to stay focused on. Injury update, you know, Chris Allen does have a foot fracture that will require surgery, so he's most likely out for the year.
So those are just some of the highlights, and unfortunately talking about Chris Allen, a low light from Coach Nick Saban's press conference earlier today. You'll hear the highlights of his press conference each and every week right here on Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management. They're proud to support the Crimson Tide. Visit sepond.com. sepond.com to learn more about our stocking, fertilizing, and pond maintenance services. With Corey Reamer alongside, I'm Eli Gold. We're coming right back. More of the Crimson Tide Monday Night Get-Together, Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, y'all. I'm Riley Green. While performing keeps me busy on the road, Alabama is where I was born and raised, and it will always bring me back home to vote. Writing songs allows me to use my voice to tell my story. You too can make your voice heard by registering to vote and obtaining a government-issued photo ID. Your civic participation is crucial to the success of us as a state. Together, let's make a difference for Alabama.
For more information on how to register to vote in Alabama or secure a free Alabama photo ID, go to alabamavotes.gov.
The two-minute warning, the caution flag, the four. At PNC Bank, we believe in the power of a helpful watchout. That's why we created Low Cash Mode, the new financial watchout that gives you multiple options and at least 24 hours of extra time to avoid overdraft fees. Low Cash Mode on virtual wallet from PNC Bank. Available on all virtual wallet products. To learn more, visit pnc.com/lowcashmode. Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Wide to the far side, Jameson Williams. Running back is to the right of the quarterback. Here's the snap. Bryce looks right, throws across the middle. Latu, first down. Latu, 10-yard line. He breaks a tackle. He's got his second touchdown of the day. Cameron Latu.
At 6'5", 250 pounds, he was leaving bodies in his wake, Corey.
Yeah, he was. What an exciting moment for him, too. Was he 2 for 2 in first catches of his career and both of them for touchdowns?
Exactly. And you know what's nice? You lose Miller Forrestall, who's now on the taxi squad, on the practice squad for the Tennessee Titans. So you've got Cameron. You've got Major Tennyson. You've got Jaleel Billingsley. We obviously saw... we saw Kendall Randolph at tight end, but Latu has really come on after joining the university as a linebacker.
Yeah, he found a new position for himself, and he's making the most out of it. Jaleel Billingsley not getting the start, and Cameron Latu steps right in and takes his spot, and he's doing a great job. He's got a little bit more weight than Billingsley does, too,
yes.
And so he's a great blocker. And did a phenomenal job for us, slipping behind defense. It's going to be a tough matchup for a lot of defenses. With all the talent we have at wide receiver, a guy that can move as well as he does, and he proved it this weekend, just slipping behind linebackers and safeties. It's going to be a tough matchup for everybody.
And you're right, Billingsley is 230 pounds, Latu 250 pounds, and those 20 pounds are a factor. Hey, folks, I don't know if you saw this today, but... the University of Alabama updated their mask policy today. Recently, the UA campus requirement for face coverings while indoors was updated and extended through October the 1st. And face coverings are now required inside all non-residential campus buildings, in addition to on-campus transportation. And that rule applies to everybody, regardless of your vaccination status. With that said, masks will be required in elevators and the internal club spaces at Bryant-Denny Stadium, and that's regardless of any social distancing. That is, of course, unless you're actively eating or drinking. Masks will not be mandated in any of the outdoor open-air seating spaces or concourse locations. So that was released today by the university. Just wanted to pass it along to you. So if you're in a regular seating area, you'll be okay. If you're in one of the club areas or other internal areas, you will need to mask up. We also got news today, as we do every Monday, on the coaching staff selecting their players of the week, and a pretty good selection led by Darian Dalcourt, who I thought turned in, we touched on it earlier, turned in an outstanding performance starting at center for the Crimson Tide, while with Chris Owens having to move over to the right tackle spot.
Yeah, and those are big shoes to fill after losing Landon Dickerson, who was such a leader of this team last year and played a pivotal role in last year on establishing the dominance of that offensive line. Center is such a big position. You got to call out linebackers. You're making a lot of adjustments. It's a big responsibility, and to see Dalcourt come in and play as well as he did, it's almost like we didn't miss a step, which is becoming the norm, it seems like, with a lot of these young guys who are stepping up when we lose guys to the NFL like we did Landon Dickerson last year. So great game for Dalcourt, and that whole offensive line played extremely well.
They really did. We just talked about Cameron Lott, too. He was one of the players of the week for the coaches. John Metchie, who led the team with 6 catches, 76 yards and a touchdown, and, of course, Bryce Young, who finished his first start with 344 passing yards and 4 touchdowns, 27 of 38. What a shot in the arm, confidence-wise, for that young man.
You took the words out of my mouth. The guy that's coming in, you know, we watched him last season when he was getting some mop-up duties or some, you know, into the games, and I think there were a lot of fans, me included, just really not sure what we were going to get out of him.
It's tough to tell.
It is. Yeah. But in the same sense, you're just not really sure. We hadn't seen him in live action behind the ones and with all that talent. Coming out in the first game and playing as well as he did, setting records for a first career start with passing yards and touchdowns, I think his confidence only grew from the start of that game to the very end, and which is what we needed out of him, because he's going to play such a big role for us, and he's kind of established himself as a front runner for the Heisman even already. I mean, there's a lot of people who are excited about him, and I think he's a type of guy that really doesn't want to be in the spotlight that much, but you can't help it when you have the performance that he did on Saturday.
Other players who were named Players of the Week by the Alabama coaches, Will Anderson on the defensive side of the ball, along with Jalen Armour Davis, who played a key role on the Tide's defense, and, of course, Will Reichard, perfect in all of his kicks, as has been the case over the last couple of years. We're coming right back. We'll look ahead to Saturday's matchup with the Mercer Bears, so don't you go away. You're listening to Crimson Tide Rewind. We're live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance, all without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Wherever you are around the world, experience the power of the University of Alabama Online, a tradition of excellence. Choose from more than 70 online degree programs built upon decades of experience in distance learning. Learn from leaders. Advance your career with UA Online from the University of Alabama. Flexible, affordable, legendary. Visit online.ua.edu.
Here at Payless Drugs, we continue to be just what the doctor ordered. We know getting the medicine you need is especially important during these unique times. And for your safety and convenience, we offer a drive-through at every location. Plus, we have prescription delivery and contactless pickup at all locations. Now's the time to take care of your immunization needs. Stop by any of our convenient locations today.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Hey y'all, I'm Riley Green. While performing keeps me busy on the road, Alabama is where I was born and raised, and it will always bring me back home to vote. Writing songs allows me to use my voice to tell my story. you too can make your voice heard by registering to vote and obtaining a government-issued photo ID. Your civic participation is crucial to the success of us as a state. Together, let's make a difference for Alabama.
For more information on how to register to vote in Alabama or secure a free Alabama photo ID, go to alabamavotes.gov.
Looking for a color change? Ask Sherwin-Williams. We've made it easy to try and buy color. Preview paint colors in your home with our Color Snap app. Then visit swsamples.com to have color chips delivered to your door for free. Or order peel and stick samples to try on your wall. When you're ready to paint, shop online or stop by your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store and get everything you need.
Tradition, honor, grit. We are Southeastern Pond Management. And for 30 years, we've been committed to being the leader in pond management. Our team understands what it takes to work hard and be the best. That's our legacy, and we are proud to support the Crimson Tide. So call today or visit scpond.com. Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Roll Tide.
Bryce gets it, backpedals onto the end zone, loads up, looks long. He's got Williams behind the defense. Jamison makes the grab at midfield. Down the right sideline, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Alabama! 94 yards!
Welcome to the Crimson Tide, Jamison Williams. Nice combination right there with Alabama's Bryce Young, and the Tide off to the races and defeating the Miami Hurricanes. Time now for the prescription for success presented by Payless Drugs. Payless Drugs is your locally owned family pharmacy with four locations in the Birmingham area. Payless can handle your prescriptions, over-the-counter solutions, and home delivery. Visit mynewpharmacy.com to pay less. Corey, what's the key for Saturday?
You know, I think there's a few things we got to do, continue to do well, just build off the momentum that we had. Bryce Young, we talked about with the confidence continuing to build, needs to have another game before we go down to a tough environment in Gainesville. I thought the defense played extremely well. There's a lot of expectations for strong play. And I think that, you know, they played extremely well. Last year, we had such a problem getting off the field on third down, giving up some big plays. I was encouraged by what we looked like on Saturday in terms of we only gave up two explosive plays over 20 yards, and we got off the field on third down, I think, five out of the first six drives of the game. That's something that we've got to continue to improve on, especially with the offenses that we're going to face today. So I think that's the main thing that we just got to continue. We did a lot of things well Saturday. Mm-hmm. We just got to transition, especially the game against Mercer, that we just got to focus on what we do extremely well, like Coach Saban said, to continue to build on before we get into this stretch of tough SEC opponents.
We've got more to talk about, so don't you go away. You're listening to Crimson Tide Rewind, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're gonna go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You gotta dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Bama leads comfortably, handoff up the middle, Trey kicks right, he's got help, he's going to go, touchdown Alabama! How wonderful to see that for Trey Sanders, a 20-yard run for a young man who has dealt with so many hardships over the years, and he just took off, read the blocking. You just have to be so thrilled for Trey.
You really do. He is put up with so much, with the injuries, the car accident, and so on. How nice was that?
And expectations when he got here. Everybody thought he was just going to step in and be a dominant role. And now he's actually out there battling with Brian Robinson. They bring two different types of running styles, too. So I think we're going to see a lot of Trey Sanders. Keep him healthy. I'm excited to see what he can do with a full season.
What's on tap for the Crimson Tide? That's a feature on this program each and every week. It's presented by Bud Light. Bud Light proudly welcomes Bama fans back to Bryant-Denny Stadium. This year, Bud Light is for the fans. This week, what's on tap? Well, Thursday night from 6:30 until 8 o'clock, Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show will be at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. And then Saturday, Bama hosts the Mercer Bears in the home opener at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Kickoff is set for 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so our airtime will be at 12 noon on Saturday. Kickoff at 3, airtime at noon, the Tide and the Mercer Bears, right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. We're back to wrap it up right after this on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
It's time we all get back. It's time we all get back to more. More one-of-a-kind Saturdays. More rockin' jam-packed stadiums. More of what makes the mighty Southeastern Conference so much more. Team up with the SEC and learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination by going to getvaccineanswers.org. The SEC backs the vax because it's time we all get back to more. Go to getvaccineanswers.org. The SEC. It just means more.
Tradition, honor, grit. We are Southeastern Pond Management. And for 30 years, we've been committed to being the leader in pond management. Our team understands what it takes to work hard and be the best. That's our legacy, and we are proud to support the Crimson Tide. So call today or visit scpond.com. Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Roll Tide.
The two-minute warning, the caution flag, the four. At PNC Bank, we believe in the power of a helpful watchout. That's why we created Low Cash Mode, the new financial watchout that gives you multiple options and at least 24 hours of extra time to avoid overdraft fees. Low Cash Mode on virtual wallet from PNC Bank. Available on all virtual wallet products. To learn more, visit pnc.com/lowcashmode. Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, if you miss any portion of tonight's show, you can always catch it on demand on our Alabama Insider podcast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And Corey Reamer, it's nice to be back with you on Monday nights. The season is underway, and Bama's 1-0. All is good with the world.
That's right. Full stadiums. Everything seems like it's somewhat normal again. Hopefully, it stays this way for the rest of the season. Looking forward to it.
Quickly, you win big against Miami. How do you not get overconfident to face a Mercer?
I think he, like Coach Saban said in his press conference, you got to focus on what we do. That's always been an emphasis from him on everything is we don't worry about who the opponent is. We always focus on what we do and how we can get better, and that's going to be the key for every single week because we've got a couple games that are going to be like this one down the road.
And we will see you next Monday night.
Looking forward to it.
And that's going to do it for Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by Southeastern Pond Management. As always, a big thank you to our hosts here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia. Our engineer here at Baumhauer's has been Todd Robbins. Our studio engineer, as always, Jerry Kelly. For Corey Reamer, I'm Eli Gold. We thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you Thursday night with Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show starting at 6:30. Then Saturday, 12 noon, the Tide and the Mercer Bears right here. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great week. Good night and roll Tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, Alabama, Crimson Tide Rewind has been presented by Southeastern Pond Management, managing your liquid assets since 1989. Also brought to you in part by Bud Light, it's for the fans. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And by Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food, and the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.